This morning, I'd like to look at priorities. A lot of us have top priorities, and those priorities seem to change as we get older. Back in the early 70s, when I first came into the Navy, businesses used a term MBO, or Management by Objectives. And so one of the things that they tried to instill upon us young airmen was to set objectives for ourselves and prioritize our jobs, prioritize our very beings. And one of my first priorities or objectives was to be on time for work and not have to go up before the master chief or the skipper to explain why I couldn't make it to work on time. And one of the other ones was to not get fooled by the tomfoolery of the shops. You know, each shop had their little jokes they would play on you. I was going to call it hazing, but once you've been through chief's initiation, the hazing doesn't work. One of the things they like to do is we'd have to field day our shops on Friday. They would send the low guy on the pole, which was usually me, and he sent me after a bucket of steam. Now, logically speaking, you can't have a bucket of steam, and even if I got a bucket of steam, by the time I got it back to the shop, it would have dissipated, and I'd have come back with an empty bucket. So I, being cocky as I was, I talked him out of that. So the next thing, we had to wash an airplane. Now, most airplanes today don't have propellers. When I say propellers, I'm talking about reciprocating engines. Most of them are either turboprops or jet engines. Well, they tried to send me after prop wash. Anybody know what prop wash is? That's if you're standing behind a propeller turning, it's spraying you with air and everything else it picks up. That's prop wash. You don't get a bucket of that stuff either. And you're definitely not going to wash a propeller with it. Well, a manufacturer had come out earlier that year with a product called Prop Wash, which was used to wash propellers. So that didn't work either. So the last thing they tried to pull on me was we were swinging a compass. That's where you adjust your compasses so that they're on the right headings. And they sent me after relative bearing grease. So logically speaking, if it's a bearing, it's got to have grease. Well, not when you're talking about a heading. So they sent me out of the shop, and I said, okay, I'll go out of the shop. Do not return until you come back with relative bearing grease. So I went out, found a place to sit down and read the morning paper, have some coffee, put my feet up, kill a couple of hours, and I came back to the shop. Now, I did two things here. First of all, I wasted 2 hours of their time. But they thought I fell for the joke. I didn't tell them that I just went and drank coffee and read the paper and didn't go look for relative bearing grease. I just let them think I did. That way, they felt good about themselves. The next thing we set our priorities on is education. When we're younger, right after high school, everybody wants to either get a job or go to college and learn a trade. When I got out of high school, I didn't want to go to college. I didn't even go to high school to do the education part to get into a college. I took the easy path through college, through high school, as I had no intention of going to college. However, my wife wanted to go to college, so that was her ambition. But as luck would have it, I went to college and she didn't. I got my associate's degree while working full-time in the Navy and standing watches at night and raising a family. I got a bachelor's degree, raising six children, working full-time, actually working two jobs, going to college full-time, and raising a family. And later on, I went for my master's degree, again, for raising a family and working full-time and working two jobs, actually, and also teaching a Bible study and speaking just about every Sunday of the month. So, priorities. I had to shift my priorities as I went around, and I also became the master chief that I didn't want to go see in the first part of my career. So, I had a lot of young guys coming before me for the same thing that I used to get in trouble for. So, priorities. We all have them in life, and we all set them. They can be beneficial. Starting a family, prioritizing our time, our money, and our abilities. And so each of us have these, and there are many things in life that compete for one's attention. Either prioritizing enables enable us to make wise choices. You know, you've heard that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, so many things bombard our lives that we become overwhelmed. Now, my wife, last week when Brian was speaking, wrote on the family news, speak about this. So she gave me this example, which I'm going to show you. And she wanted me to bring the jar in with the rocks and the gravel and the sand and the water and put all this together. Now, Brian's example last week, he ate a chicken and threw the bone. So just imagine what kind of a mess I could have made with rocks, gravel, sand, and water for somebody to clean up, probably me. So what I did is I went on YouTube, which I do it all the time because YouTube has a lot of great things. And they've got some examples on there, so I'm going to show you a couple of short examples of just exactly what she wanted me to do. But I thought everybody could see it if I did this, rather than standing up here and fumbling with a jar or trying to pour sand and that kind of stuff. So if you'll bear with me just a minute, see if it comes back on here. Computer's got to warm up. No. There we go. There's no music to this, so if you just kind of read along, you'll see what I would have done. Except this one, there's two of them. One is priority, and that's what this one is. They use golf balls instead of rocks. The next one I'm going to show you is going to use rocks. The reason I showed you that second one, because it more or less goes along with the rocks and the sand and the gravel, but you notice the mess he made around that jar. Mine would have been worse. Okay? So I just want to show that. And as it points out, the jar is one's life, and the objects are the things that vie for our time and attention and our resources. Largest is the important. And most of the largest items are not put in one's life first, so they'll be covered up by the little things, the sand and the gravel. So how do we apply that? Well, Jesus emphasized the importance of setting values in life, as Randy read in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 33, he says, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you." The largest rock that usually that we'd put in the jar would be God, and he has to go first. You can't start from the bottom and fill up, because by the time you put the sand and the gravel in, there's no room for the rocks. There's no room for the important things. And God should be our most important priority. He should be the most important thing in our lives. And if we seek him first, then the other things will be added to us. The apostles set of priorities as well. In 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter that I had Evan read, in verse 3, he says, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, and that was that Christ died for our sins." And that was setting an importance. And the Apostle Paul had set as his priority his goal, and that was to be with Jesus. In Philippians, the 1st chapter, in verse 23 and 24, he says, "But I am hard pressed from both directions, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is much better. Yet to remain on in the flesh is more necessary for your sake." Paul had his priorities set, and he stayed with them as long as he could. The world will never stop pressuring Christians to adapt to their priorities. We are in a minority now, and social pressure is difficult to resist. And Satan offers many sweet things to occupy our lives. those are relationships, business, professional opportunities, or entertainment, such as video games. You know, the big thing now is Pokemon Go. People are chasing these little Pokemons all over the place. Even my granddaughter is doing that. And it's getting a lot of people into trouble. My son-in-law, while he was in Portland, city he's not real familiar with, he got there late at night, so he took his little iPhone, looking for the Pokemon, whatever it is. And he went out, and the next thing you know, he's in trouble. He got on the federal property, and the police there didn't see the humor in it, or the need to find this Pokemon. So they escorted him off the property. And so a lot of young people today are looking at these video games, and that's one way that Satan has to misdirect our priorities. These priorities set ones or determines our eternal destiny. Salvation and eternal life are only found in Jesus. In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." And the apostles emphasized that in Acts, the 4th chapter, and verse 12, saying, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." Jesus refuses to occupy any position other than first place in our lives. In Matthew 10, beginning of verse 37, he says, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he who has found life will lose it, and he who lost his life for my namesake will lose it." And if there's anyone or anything that prioritized above Christ, they're not worthy to follow him. Luke's account says that you cannot be my disciple. One who is unwilling to put Jesus first in his life cannot be saved. And how does one know that he has made Christ and his kingdom their top priority? Well, we live on earth and we must survive, but we cannot be the top priority. And those who, we have those who are responsible, but they cannot be our top priority either. And we have loved ones, but they cannot be the Christian's top priority. Our family, our grandchildren. I know there's a lot of us that our grandparents that just adore our grandchildren, and they mean a lot to us. And it's always easy to set priorities than to maintain them. You know, when I was young and they had us set up these objectives and priorities, getting to work on time was always a hard one to do because I had to get up early in the morning and travel 11 miles to get to work. And that wasn't the hard part. The hard part was getting on the base because everybody else was doing the same thing I was doing, waiting for the last minute to get to work, and they'd bottleneck at the base, and I'd wind up late. No matter what I did, I always came in late. So there's always things that are going to interfere with our priorities. Self-discipline often fails. We get distracted by the good things and we lose sight of the best things. Stated priorities are not always our true priorities. Over in Acts, the 5th chapter, we have an example of Ananias and Sapphira. They stated one goal, but they had another, and they paid for their lives. And God knows what we truly value above all else. Our actions reveal what we are, what we truly value more than our mouth. What we spend time doing reveals what we really value. Few people are honest with themselves about their true priorities, and most of us would say we put God and His kingdom first, but our actions prove otherwise. One might attend services and then go home and spend his time watching TV, doing other things other than reading God's word, or praying, spending time in prayer. We spend the largest portion of our time on the things that we value most, and we need to set our sights on God and His kingdom. There's a quote here from Mike Wilkerson in a book called Redemption. He says, to be human is to worship. You worship what you live for, whatever is most worthy of your attention and devotion. You can't turn off worship. It's your basic human wiring. To not worship is to not love. It's like a garden hose stuck on full blast. You can aim it at the grass, the car, or the shrubs, but you cannot stop its flow. What you pay attention to, how you spend your time, the way you work, how you relate to others in your life, all these things broadcast your heart's worship, making visible and advertising what is most important to you. This morning, the question is, what is your top priority? What is your large rock? While we think about those things, we'll stand and sing number 738. Is that what you had, Taylor?